Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Welcome to The Story Behind. We're looking at a song again this week, and it's the story behind the song, How Great Thou Art. Southern Sweden was the place where the hymn, How Great Thou Art, had its beginnings in 1886. It was written in the home of author and editor Carl Boberg, a member of the Swedish Parliament from 1912 to 1931. The song was known in several countries before it finally reached the shores of the United States. So it travelled widely across the world with this song. Boberg said of writing of this song, "It was in 1885 and in the time of the year when everything seemed to be in its richest colouring. The birds were singing in the trees and wherever they could find a perch. On a particular afternoon, some friends and I had been in Kronoback, where we had participated in an afternoon service. As we were returning, a thunderstorm began to appear on the horizon. We hurried to shelter. There were loud claps of thunder, and the lightning flashed across the sky. Strong winds swept over the meadows and billowing fields of grain. However, the storm was soon over, and the clear sky appeared with a beautiful rainbow. After reaching my home, I opened my window toward the sea. The church bells were playing a tune of a hymn. The same evening, I wrote a poem which I titled, O Sturgut, How Great Thou Art. The poem was later set to a Swedish folk tune. In 1907, Manfred von Klen translated it into German, and 5 years later, a Russian pastor, Ivan Prokhanov, made a Russian adaptation. In the early 1920s, the Reverend and Mrs. Stuart K. Hine left their home in England and went to Poland as missionaries. It was there they learned the Russian version of Boberg's song, O Sturgut. Hine then wrote original English lyrics and made his own arrangement of the Swedish melody. Listen to the words. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And the chorus said, then sings my soul, my Saviour God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. J. Edwin Orr introduced Hine's translation of How Great Thou Art to audiences across the world, and in particular the United States. A short time later, in 1957, it began its orbit around the world by way of the Billy Graham New York City Crusade, where it was sung 99 times. There is a prized copy of How Great Thou Art in the Russian language. All four of the men who helped bring the song to pass, Boberg, von Klen, Prokhanov, Hine, so you have a Swede, a German, a Russian, and an Englishman, carefully preserve the awesome message. The information that I've got on this hymn comes from a man who said that he held in his hand the original letter from Hine's daughter Sonia, dated the March the 16th, 1989, which contained the sombre news that Stuart Hine had died peacefully in his sleep 2 days before. He was 92 years of age, thus in quiet dignity he ended his life. The man who brought How Great Thou Art to the English-speaking world. How great are thy works, O Lord, Psalm 92, verse 5 says. You know, the words of this hymn are timeless. How great thou art is a note of adulation and praise for the mighty God of heaven, for the grace he displayed in the creation he has made, for the wonder of his kindness, of the grace in provision for humanity, and most of all, for a God who spared not his only Son, but delivered him up freely for us all. I pray God would bless you through the words of this song and through his word today.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist, through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.